la vida no se detiene cuando te enfermas. Las vacunas contra las enfermedades respiratorias pueden protegerte para que juegues con tu compañero fiel. Según tu edad y tu salud, podrían recomendarte vacunas contra la gripe, el COVID-19, el VRS o la infección neumocócica. Vacunarte puede ayudarte a seguir en el juego. Infórmate en cdeep.org/es/vacunas-protegen. Presentado por The American Lung Association y CVIP, combatiendo enfermedades respiratorias infecciosas.
Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of resentment? Like every little slight, every perceived wrong adds another brick to that heavy load? Well, I get it. We all do things that hurt others, and sometimes those hurtful actions are directed at us. But here's the thing, holding on to anger and bitterness doesn't just weigh you down, it actually keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. That's where forgiveness comes in. It's not about condoning what happened, but about releasing yourself from the shackles of resentment so you can move forward with peace and clarity. Today on Stoic Calm, we're diving deep into the power of practicing forgiveness. Because trust me, a truly peaceful mind starts with letting go. Now, before you roll your eyes and say easier said than done, let me tell you, I get it. Forgiveness isn't some magical switch you flip. It's a process, the journey that takes time and effort. But the reward? A lighter heart, less stress, and more room for joy in your life. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one suffering. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey to forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. It's about releasing yourself from the emotional burden of anger and resentment. Think of it as an act of self-care, a way to protect your own mental well-being. Remember, you deserve peace regardless of what others have done. 10. Understand the benefits. Forgiveness isn't just some feel-good mantra, it has real, tangible benefits for your health and happiness. Studies show that forgiving others can lower blood pressure, reduce anxiety, and even improve sleep quality. It's a win-win situation. You get to feel lighter, and you reap the physical and emotional rewards of a more peaceful state of being. 3. Start small. Don't expect to forgive everything overnight. Start with smaller grievances, things that might seem insignificant but still bother you. As you practice forgiveness in these small moments, it becomes easier to tackle bigger hurts. 4. Acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel hurt, angry, or betrayed. Don't try to suppress those emotions, acknowledge them, allow yourself to feel them fully, and then let them go. Think of it like a wave crashing on the shore, powerful but temporary. 5. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Were they hurting? Did they make a mistake out of ignorance or fear? Understanding their motivations doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you find compassion and let go of resentment. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing on your mind for ages? That sense of relief, lightness, and newfound clarity? That's the power of forgiveness. It's not about condoning what happened, it's about taking back control of your emotions and creating space for peace in your life. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years ago, I had a friend who completely flaked on me for a big event. I was furious. Hurt, angry, betrayed. I held on to that resentment for weeks, letting it fester and cloud my thoughts. But then, one day, I realized how much this anger was hurting me more than anyone else. It was like carrying around a heavy stone in my heart, dragging me down. So, I took a deep breath, acknowledged my feelings, tried to understand why my friend might have acted that way, maybe they were going through something. And then consciously chose to let go of the anger. It wasn't easy, but the moment I did, I felt a weight lift from my shoulders. It was liberating. I learned that holding onto resentment only hurts myself, while forgiveness sets me free. So remember this. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing yourself from the emotional burden of anger and resentment. Take those first steps today. Reflect on any grudges you might be holding onto, practice empathy, acknowledge your feelings, and choose to let go. You deserve a peaceful mind, and forgiveness is the key. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to practice forgiveness? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media #StoicCalm. Let's create a community of support and encouragement as we all strive for a more peaceful and balanced life. Until next time, keep calm and keep practicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.